Hello and welcome to the Fit Girl Radio, your go-to podcast for everything fitness, health, mindset, and lifestyle to empower you to live your best life. Are you ready to step up your game? Hello and welcome back. Today, we are going to cover my own fitness journey. I'm going to talk all about how I started, where I started, and how I basically got to where I am today in my fitness journey and what my plans are for my future. So, I'm going to start off at the very beginning. From a child, I was always a very active kid. My parents are very active as well. So I grew up in a household where doing sports when you get home from school or when you get home from work is the norm. So I grew up with the value of doing sports is important. You have to do a sport. You can try different sports. You can pick one that you actually love, but you have to do something. So I started doing gymnastics as a kid and I immediately loved it. It was actually the first thing I tried and I immediately loved it. So I did gymnastics until the age of, I would say, 10, I think. So I did it for about 4 years. And then I quit gymnastics because although I loved the sport, I was too afraid to do all of the things that I had to do. So there was no future for me in gymnastics. So I quit and then I had to look for a new sport. I tried different things. I tried dancing. I tried tennis. I tried quite a few things, but nothing seemed to stick as much as the gymnastics did until one day I found rope skipping. I saw it at the sports hall. They were doing like an open day where you could go and look and see what it is and you could sign up. So I did a trial lesson and I fell in love with it from the beginning. So I started doing rope skipping. I did it competitively for about 7 years until I unfortunately had to quit because of knee issues. So I started having knee issues. I went to the doctor. I had to get a surgery. They promised me that I would be able to jump again, but unfortunately the recovery was not going great. So 2 years after, I had to get another surgery, still wasn't able to jump. So the whole entire time, I was struggling a lot because I did rope skipping for 7 years. I loved it. A lot of my time involved going to training, and I was so used to training multiple times a week. So I fell into a complete hole. And especially after the first surgery, I couldn't do any sports at all. For 6 months, I couldn't even do stairs for 3 months because my knee recovery was not going well at all. And I basically had to rebuild all of the muscles that I had in my leg. Almost my entire quad was a lot smaller than my quad on the other side. So I really had to do a lot of rehabilitation and really get that muscle back. So that was really tough for me because there were a lot of hours that were used to be filled with sports. And now I had to fill it in some other way. So I completely got caught up with school and all the time that I would normally do sports. I just started studying until I could finally start doing some sports again. Jumping was not an option, so I had to look for something else. So I was watching YouTube quite a lot at the time, and I found Blogilates. So these are these, I don't know if you know her, she was very popular at the time that I started finding her on YouTube. And she does these home workouts, usually around 15 minutes, 10 minutes, some 20 minutes, these follow along YouTube workouts. And it was all types of things. It was more Pilates, it was bodyweight workouts, never with weights, it was always bodyweight. And so I started doing those to the extent that I was able to with my knee while I was still recovering. And I started falling in love with it. I liked doing it. I just pulled up my yoga mat in my room and I just started following her workouts. Some days I would even wake up earlier so I could do the workouts in the morning before I went to school. So I started liking that. I started looking at more YouTube videos, started following all these follow-along workouts. I also came across the BBG guide from Kayla Itzines. I got that one and I started doing these more high-intensity workouts all in my room. And I started off purely with body weight. So because I started with these videos that guided you through the workout, and because it was body weight, I nailed these basic movements like a squat, a lunge, a push-up, these things that you do with your body weight that now I do with dumbbells or with barbells. I already nailed down my form back then because I was just constantly doing them and I was guided along as well so I could do it with proper form. So I love those. After a while, I wanted to get some more variety, so I got some 5 kilogram dumbbells. I was only 5 kilograms, it was the only thing that I got. So when I started doing, for example, like lateral raises, it was so tough for me because 5 kilograms is a lot when you've never done a lateral raise. And I also couldn't do it with proper form. I tried doing lateral raises with completely straight arms and then front raises with straight arms. Like I was not great at the beginning, you know. But I started watching these YouTubers who go to the gym. I started watching bikini competitors, just some lifestyle fitness YouTubers. And I saw them always going to the gym. And I was like, I want to do that. So by that point, there had been around 1.5 to 2 years of me doing these home workouts, me loving the home workouts. I even started making up my own home workouts because after a while of watching these videos, I got very good at them, and I could also make up my own workout with all these different exercises that I learned throughout the period. Sometimes I would do a BBG workout. Sometimes I would do a follow-along YouTube workout. You know, you get what I'm saying. So I started getting into this fitness without going to the gym, you know, like home workouts, but my food, my nutrition was absolutely awful. So along with doing these workouts, I also started looking at and researching the nutrition part because I wasn't confident in my skin and I wanted to lose weight. That was just the thing. I just wanted to lose weight. I wanted to look better. I wanted to have a good physique. Obviously, that doesn't go just like this in a few months, but that's what I thought it could be. So I thought, for example, doing the BBG guide would just completely change how I looked, which obviously wasn't the case because my nutrition wasn't on point. And I found these low carb diets and I thought I have to do this. So, for example, my dinner would be chicken with carrots and eggs, no carbs at all. So I started cutting out so much carbs. I was under eating, but I wasn't losing weight because my body was just in so much stress and it didn't want to lose any weight at all. I wasn't eating correctly. And then I would eat these very low carb meals, and then I would go out and have all these cheats. You know, there was no in between. Either I would be having very bad food and cheating and eating chips and chocolate and everything, and then on the other end, I would eat these very low carb meals. So that clearly wasn't working. My nutrition was awful. So I started looking up more things about nutrition, about fitness, about all of that. And then when I graduated high school, I was 18 years old and I started university. I really got into these YouTube videos of these fitness influencers, and I wanted to go to the gym. I was so certain I need to do this. I think I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna do it. So the first week that I went to university, I just went to a basic fit here in Belgium, and I signed up. And that was just the beginning. I had never been to a gym. I had never done any of these things, but I felt like I knew like exercises and machines, partly because of my home workouts. Like I had the basics already, and also from watching these YouTube videos. So I would just research online. I would go to bodybuilding.com and look for exercises for your legs, exercises for your back, exercises for shoulders. I would look at these YouTube videos of different workouts, and I would just imitate that and do that at a gym. I would just look up different exercises. I would write them down. I would make up a workout. For example, if it was bag day, I would just research exercises that I could do. I would write them down, and then I would go to the gym and try them out, you know? Also, in terms of how many sets and reps, I just did a lot of research online. Just the internet was basically my best friend on how I had to do it. I watched forum videos on YouTube for bench, for squat, for deadlift, especially deadlift I had never done before. Squats, I knew like the basics, but bench and deadlift, I had no clue. So nobody ever really taught me how to do these exercises, what exercise to do. I was completely self-taught. I just researched it all on the internet. And also started looking up things about nutrition again, because clearly what I was doing was not working. So I got into the gym, I loved it, and then I started using macros. So I think for about 2 to 3 years, maybe even, I used my FitnessPal religiously. So I would just try to figure out my macros, the amount of calories that I wanted to eat to lose weight, and then how I would split that up between fats, carbs, and protein. So I would figure that out for myself by all these macro calculators. At that point, I had also learned that you shouldn't eat 1,200 calories and you have to eat sufficient to actually lose weight because otherwise it's just not going to work either. Your body's just going to be under a lot of stress. So I adopted a more healthy relationship with food and with the amount that I had to eat. And I just every single evening I would input the meals that I would eat the next day. I started eating I'd actually always eaten oats in the morning, but I started eating these healthier foods, less eating out, less cheating. And I just made sure that I hit my macros. During this period, I also hit up a coach twice, but only for a month. So I had two different coaches. I think there was a year in between, but I was a student. I did not have a lot of money. So that was always only for a month. I think with one of them, I maybe even say 2 months or 3 months. But so not for sufficiently long time to actually see progress from that. But I did like being with a coach. I like that she would just tell me the macros that I would eat and I would just follow it and the cardio that I would do. But I would always still do my training myself because I pride myself in my trainings because over the years I have just accumulated a lot of experience. I have experienced with a lot of different type of work. I have experimented with a lot of different type of workouts. At the beginning, I would do more pure bodybuilding, and then I switched to a bit more combination of powerlifting and bodybuilding. And then I started implementing these more functional exercises with a lot more jumping, some burpees in between, supersets. I learned about drop sets. I changed my workout style quite a few times, all depending just on what I liked at the moment. One period I would love to do strictly high reps, for example, and then another time I would stick to four compound exercises and that would be it. For example, four big movements with a barbell and that would be my entire workout. And other times I would do seven smaller exercises, for example, 3 times 12, So I experimented with my workouts and I loved the way I was training. So when I went to a coach, I never asked for training. I always only did the nutrition. It was also cheaper, and I felt like that was a thing that I needed the most help with. So then they would calculate my macros, they would tell me my macros, and that knowledge of them giving me macros, me adopting it, seeing changes, that taught me a lot more about my macros, what I need, and what I need to do to make changes. So it was I didn't stay long enough to see significant change with the coach, but I did gain a lot of knowledge that I could then use myself, which I think is a good tactic if you do not have enough money to actually pay a coach. Just go for a month, go for 2 months. It's not ideal for the coach. Me being coach myself now, it's not nice if they only say a month or 2 months because you can't really help them in that period of time because there's just not enough time to make significant progress. But it did learn me a lot. So it is a tip if you want to learn more, you don't know where to start, but you do not have the money to pay coach month to month basis. Just do it for 1 month or 2 months until you feel like you've learned enough to then try and do it yourself as best as you could. So over the years, I wouldn't see the progress that I wanted to see, even with going to the gym. Like I did actually notice, that's one thing I did notice, my biceps. I would train biceps and triceps a lot because there weren't a lot of fitness influencers at that point. So I would also watch men influencers and they would obviously train their arms a lot. So I would adopt those exercises as well. I would try them out. And I started noticing that I started getting really strong biceps, especially. And then when I changed to training more shoulders, more back, more legs, and less my arms, it went away really quick as well, actually. But I didn't want like the biggest biceps, so that was fine by me. But that was one thing that was very a significant notice for me. So I loved it. I love being consistent with nutrition. I kept it flexible. If I wanted to eat out with friends, I just did, which is why I also never saw huge progress in a specific period of time because I would eat out quite a lot still as well. But on days that I had no plans, I would just stick to my meals. I wouldn't randomly eat. I wouldn't eat intuitively. I always followed my fitness pal, and my trainings. I stayed pretty consistent with my trainings because the thing is, I loved it. And although I wasn't seeing the results that I wished for, or I wasn't seeing the results as quickly as I wished, I loved training. So I kept going and I never stopped because, and I think that's very important when you start with fitness. I started it because I thought I was going to love it. And I did. I didn't start it only because I wanted to change my body. That was a factor. I wanted to change my body. Of course, I wanted to lose weight. I wanted to feel more confident in my skin. But that wasn't my main reason for going to the gym. My main reason was that I love doing sports, and when I saw these fitness influencers on YouTube going to the gym, I thought that I would love it. And that's why I stay consistent, and that's I think what got me to where I am today, because I went in it for the love of the sport and not only to change my body. Because if you only do it to change your body, you will not be able to do it long enough to see the significant change that I have now seen over 6.5 years. You will just not see it because it takes consistency, and you will not be consistent if you do not love it. You won't see significant change, and you won't keep going if you have to drag your ass to the gym every single day. So if fitness is not that thing that excites you, try to find another sport to reach your goal. You know, it doesn't have to be fitness. But so that's what I did. And my entire time at university, I kept going to the gym. Even when I went abroad to Australia, I kept going to the gym and I loved it. I started filming workouts. I tried uploading them on Instagram every once in a while. I made a few fitness accounts that I deleted later then again because I was just too nervous to post it. But yeah, I loved it. And then about 2 years ago, so now I've been going to gym 6.5 years. So 2 years ago, I had been going to the gym for about 4.5 years. I started getting more consistent with my food, and I started training more intensely. So I adopted even a different style of training. You know, I changed my training all the time, but the more knowledge that I gained and the more experience that I gained, the better my trainings would go and the better my form would be as well. And I was always learning new exercises, always learning new things that would engage my glutes more, would engage my back more, would, you know, just work better for me. So about 2 years ago, I started getting more consistent with my nutrition. And the thing is, I also started eating more. So I always had this mindset of, I should never eat, for example, more than 1,800 calories because then I will not be losing weight. You know, and I wouldn't be losing weight because I would eat out so much. I would never actually be in a deficit. But about 2 years ago, I started getting more clean foods. So I cut out the foods that would actually bloat me because I had a lot of issues with bloating. I would make sure that I cut out the foods that would bloat me. For example, for lunch, I would eat a butternut pumpkin, like not an entire one, you know, but I would eat chunks of butternut pumpkin with then a vegetarian meat because I was vegetarian at that point. But that pumpkin would bloat me up so much, and I would never realize because I was so used to eating it. I ate it for years as my lunch, for years. And I knew that I was bloated, but I never thought that was the thing that bloated me until I switched to eating rice for lunch. And then one time I ate butternut pumpkin again, and I was like, wow, this bloats me so much. I had never noticed this until now. For me, like rice, spaghetti, they were all the enemy. They were still, I was from the time that I was cutting out carbs, part of me stayed very hesitant to eat those kind of carbs. I opted more for complex carbs and not like rice. But rice is really good because it digests really well. It gives you a lot of energy. It has the carbs that you need to fuel your body to then go train. So I started eating just, you know, rice for lunch, rice at 3 o'clock. And then my dinner would be like potatoes or pasta or, you know, whatever. I would just eat more clean carbs. And I could also stick to it better because I would eat a lot more calories, but I would lean out and I would, you know, I would lose more fat basically because I was eating cleaner carbs and I was sticking to it better. I wasn't putting all this junk in my body or this processed foods. I would just eat a lot cleaner. So I started seeing significant progress. And that was around the time that I met my current boyfriend. And he had a lot more experience in the nutrition part than I did. So he made up my meal plans and my body changed significantly since then, because he also held me more accountable, because he made my plans and we were in it together. We were eating the same meals. So it was a lot easier for me to just stay accountable. I started eating out less, but if I wanted to eat out, I still did, you know, but it was less than it used to be before. I was way more consistent. I was eating a lot cleaner carbs, and I was eating more foods that worked better for my body. As I said previously, foods that wouldn't bloat me as much. And I think over these past 2 years, that's when I saw the most change, because I stayed the most consistent as well. And that's very important. You have to be so consistent with your nutrition, and you have to eat enough. And I ate way more at certain periods than I ever did before, and my physique was way better. I ate so much more carbs than I did before. And I just got leaner, and I saw more muscle definition, and I gained a lot more muscles as well. So that's basically what got me to the physique I am, where I am today. We also changed my training style a little bit, but not too much. The major change was that I would start with each exercise, I would start with a higher rep range, and then decrease reps and increase weight with every set. For example, if you would do squats, you start with 12 reps, and then you go down to 10 reps, 8 reps, 6 reps, and then a 3 rep set, and you increase weight whenever you decrease reps. And that's when I saw a lot of muscle change as well. That's how I grew the most muscles. So although I had been consistent for 4.5 years, my body had changed significantly compared to when I started, and especially compared to when I started just doing the home workouts. But I was still very soft, so I had lost quite a lot of weight, actually. Well, I hadn't lost a lot of weight. That's the thing. Right now, I'm actually heavier than I was when I started, but my body looks completely different. So I just had a complete body recomposition. You know, my body changed. My weight stayed the same because I gained a lot of muscle and I lost a lot of fat. So that's also a thing that you have to take into account. If you weigh yourself daily, weight is not the only factor that you should look at. Because I weighed, right now, I think I weighed around 64 kg. And back then, I think I weighed like 57 or something, you know, even less. So I weigh more now, but I look completely, completely different because I have just a lot more muscle mass, and muscle weighs a lot as well. You know, like a smaller amount of muscle weighs more than a bigger amount of fat. So really keep that into account when you want to track your progress. Take progress pictures. When I look back at my progress pictures from so long ago, I'm like, wow, was that me? That's insane how much I've changed over the years without noticing it, because the change was so, so gradual. So I'd never really done a proper cut bulk period until around June last year. So I would bulk a little bit, but then go to maintenance, do a little cut, but not really in proper chunks and doing it properly. So last year, in June, is when I started my first proper cut. It was 6 weeks, and it was 6 weeks before we were going on holiday. And I stayed super strict for 6 weeks. I stayed completely on track. I didn't cheat on my diet at all. I did my workouts. I did my cardio. I did, at the end, that it's every single day, 30 minutes of cardio, or sometimes even 40 minutes when I woke up before breakfast. I was super committed. And that's when I saw so much change, because I stayed consistent for the first time for even 2 weeks straight. After the first 2 weeks, I already saw changes, because we would always go out to eat on the weekends. And that's when I finally noticed that eating out on the weekends and not staying consistent, it really changes your progress. It really holds you back, because once I stay consistent for two weeks with the weekends included, I already seeing these changes, and I was like, wow, that's insane, you know, because I always thought that these eating out on the weekend, it wasn't that detrimental. But when you're really trying to cut down, it makes a huge difference. So I stayed consistent for 6 weeks, and I went down from 60 kg all the way to around 40, 53, 55 kg. So I lost a significant amount of fat at that point, and it was really cool to finally see the muscle that I had built, especially at my shoulders, my back, my legs. You could see more, so much more muscle definition that I knew the muscles had always been there, but had never seen it so defined. So I really like that. And for me, that these so 6 weeks were kind of like a trial if I would wanted to compete or not, because I knew if I couldn't do the 6 weeks or I hated it, I didn't like it, then I shouldn't bother competing either because I'm not gonna like it. So I did the 6 weeks and I actually loved the whole process because I felt like I was so productive because I had a goal, I had a purpose, I was doing it for a reason. So then after the 6 weeks, we went on holiday and I stayed off track for quite a while. And then we started doing a proper bulk these past few months. We have been properly bulking, like proper bulking, because when we cut down, we saw that there was good muscle definition already, but I lacked a little bit, I lacked some muscles to be competitive. So now we bulked. We decided to do a big bulk so that I could gain even more muscle. And now the time has come to finally compete. So my bulk is now finished. I am starting a 16-week prep in a few days' time, and I'm finally going to step on stage. So that's what my fitness journey holds for me in the future. I'm gonna start competing, but I have to say that it has taken me a long time to get to where I am today. And when I started, I always hoped that I would get to this point, but I never thought that I actually would. I believe that I would never look like this, or I would, that wasn't for me, that wasn't my genetics, you know, all these things. And my biggest problem as well was that I wanted to see the changes that I've seen now. I wanted to see them too quickly. I thought that in a year's time, I could completely change how I look. And you can't change how you look, but you cannot get the progress that I got of these 6.5 years in 1 year. You can't. And you have to remember that when you start your fitness journey, give it time. Your body, you will undergo a completely body recomposition. You have to give that time. And it also depends on your active background. Have you done sports at all previously in your life? Is it the first time you're starting working out? It all plays a big role. So that was my fitness journey. I hope it inspired you to start your fitness journey. If I have to give you a few tips on how to start your fitness journey, one thing I would say is do your research, go on Instagram, go on YouTube, go on the internet, and really learn about it. Learn the different exercises, learn how to do them properly, learn the right form, learn about rep ranges, set ranges, rest times. Make sure that you have the proper knowledge to do it properly. And also learn about nutrition. Do your nutrition properly and do not think that you only have to train to achieve your results. Your nutrition is a big part of it as well. You can train, but if you do not alter your nutrition at all, you will not see any changes. Another tip I would give you is give it time. Give it a lot of time. Don't expect these instant results. Start it because you love it and not to only see the results. So if you love it enough to stay consistent, the results will follow. All right, keep that in mind. It will follow, but just keep going because you love it. And try not to focus on the progress that you make all the time either. Try to focus on how much you like going to the gym. Try to focus on the fun aspect of it. And then a third tip I would give is if you track your progress, take progress pictures and take measurements. Do not only focus on your weight because that could give a completely wrong view of how you're progressing. All right, so those are my top three tips if you are starting out with your fitness journey. I hope this helped you. I hope it inspired you and motivated you to get your fitness journey going. I would never change it for anything in the world. I would not know who I am today if I wouldn't have started going to the gym. It's such a big part of my life right now. And I'm really, really happy that I did. All right, thank you so much for listening. Hit the subscribe button for new podcasts every single week. Check out my socials in the show notes for more content and let me know what your thoughts on this podcast were by leaving a rating on your favorite podcast platform. See you next time.